the current district 14 and what kind of interest might be among Democrats in the district?
There is some interest in the current district of 14, but I think that our preference right now is to take a look at it, but to maybe wait until we see and to look at the 2012 election a little more seriously, because the new district will be, the new District 14 will be more Democratic because it will pull in the area of North Bryan, and that's good for us.
As a devil's advocate, though, I've noticed over the years, if somebody can get elected, the chances of being reelected are better.
Well, that's not untrue. The interesting thing, the thing that makes this so interesting, is we're also caught in a time where there is redistricting going on. And there are several people that have expressed interest in running in the current District 14 that would not be eligible to run in the new District 14 if the lines they've drawn hold up, simply because that has to go yet to the Department of Justice and be approved. And so really at this point nobody knows, but if we assume that they hold, and so that leaves us with the task of not only finding somebody for the new District 14, but somebody for the new District 12.
And regardless of the special election now or in 2012, you had mentioned the obstacles of being a full-time legislator.
The obstacles of being a full-time legislator is, and this is what several people who have called us and expressed interest in running had not thought through maybe as much as they should have, is that you can't do this if you have a day job that you cannot be away from, because you're going to have to go to Austin starting in January 2013 and essentially go back and forth between here and over to Austin. And that doesn't include the special meetings and so on that are called ahead of the legislative session. And so to do that, you've essentially got to either be retired so that you don't have a day job anymore, or you've got to have a business that will either allow you to be away, or if it is your own business, that you feel that you can be away from it for extended periods of time. And if you have young children at home, you may find that your spouse may not be so happy to have you away and have the responsibility of a family for an extended period of time. So there's a lot of ins and outs that go with us that people don't necessarily understand until they've gotten ready actually to do it. And that's where a lot of people are right now, is they're thinking about it.
Well, in the retirement sector, there's been an awful lot of early retirement incentives given, as well as some laid off, be it the local school districts or A&M. Right. And I'm curious whether any of that interest have been from those who are newly retired.
Not from people who are newly retired, but from people who have worked within the local school districts and are very upset with what they have seen happen in the legislature this last time around to the public schools. I would tell you that's where a lot of the interest is coming from. And I am off to a meeting in a couple of weeks over in Austin to a group called Save Our Texas Schools. And the purpose of that meeting is to literally start looking for candidates on a statewide basis that are supportive of public schools. So it's not all just happening here. This is happening all over the state.
Anything else to update listeners about?
No, I think that's, you know, that's it. This is going to be an interesting election on November 8th. There's constitutional amendments. One of them that I understand has been on there, we do not have a printed ballot yet, is the one that Senator Ogden put forth, which was to take money from the permanent school fund, which has been reserved for textbooks for public schools, and allow our private and parochial schools to tap into that money. Well, the legislature this week can't even fund, get their act together enough to fund the textbooks so the schools will have them when school opens in August. So to me, that's a red flag issue. And it takes a change to the Constitution in order for it to happen. Well, there's a reason the founders wrote the Constitution that way, and that was because they didn't want that to happen. So we shall see how that plays out also.